Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the Shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're looking at Chapter 5, Mishnah 21. Again, Monday, Tuesday, we're not going to be around. We have Shavuot, the holiday. So God willing, we'll come back after that. Then we have a couple of weeks left until we finish off, God willing, Season 4. We're almost finished with Chapter 5 when Rabbeinu Yonah's official commentary ends, and then we have the translation and the different comments we could think of for Chapter 6. So let's look at 5:21. Hey, Chaf Aleph, all about different ages, different stages of life, what's supposed to happen according to the sages. Hu haya omer, he used to say, ben chamei shanim lemikra, at 5 years old, a child should start learning scripture, should start learning the Torah. Ben eser shanim lemishnah, at 10 years old, a child should start learning Mishnah. Ben Shlosh Esrei LeMitzvos, at 13 years old, a boy becomes a bar mitzvah. Obviously, at 12 years old, a girl becomes a bat mitzvah when there's really mechuyev in mitzvahs, and they stand on their own 2 feet trying to accumulate as many mitzvahs, as much chesed, as much Torah learning as they can get at that point. Ben Chamesh Esrei Lem Gemara, what age do they start learning Gemara? A 15-year-old begins Talmud. I actually learned earlier than that in my school. Maybe it was a little too early. 15 years old for Gemara, according to the Mishnah. Ben Shmona Esrei Lechuppah, in those times, an 18-year-old enters the wedding canopy. Ben Esrim Lerdof, a 20-year-old begins to run, begins to pursue. That usually means a pursuit of an occupation, of a job for money. Ben Shloshim Lekoach, for 30 years old, is someone who achieves strength, someone who has strength. Ben Arba Im Labina, a 40-year-old can achieve understanding, can start giving advice. Ben Chamishim La'etza, for 50, they really give advice, they really achieve the age of counsel to give real counsel. Ben Shishim La'zikna, 6-year-old acquires old age. Ben Shivim La'seva, a 70-year-old attains extreme old age. Ben Shmonim La'gvura, an 80-year-old attains might, because David HaMelech talks about V'im B'gvura Shmonim Shana, Shivim Shana, and then Begvura Shmonim Shana, and then Ben Tishim Lasuach, a 90-year-old begins to stoop. Ben Mea Ke'ila Mesev Avro Batam El Olam, 100-year-old Zizhivi is dead and gone from the world. Not so optimistic for the end of life for those years. We should all live until 120, strong, vigorous, of sound mind and sound body. Similar, we should be Zohan, some tiny level, like Moshe Rabbeinu was great and vigorous and had everything with him until 120. So let's look what Rabbeinu Yonah says here. For 5 years old, beginning scripture, when a child has completed 5 years, enters his sixth, it's time for him to learn scripture. This is what Rabbi Shmuel Bar Shilas told a teacher of young children. Accept them if they are six. Do not accept them if they are less than six. So 10 for Mishnah, 13 for mitzvos. At this age, he becomes obligated by the Torah to keep mitzvos. 20 for pursuit. He should pursue observance and fulfillment of Torah and mitzvos, according to Rabbeinu Yonah. Other people say it's talking about getting an occupation, a livelihood. A 30-year-old for strength. We see this concerning the Levites from 30 years old and over. Till the age of 50, you should count them, all who come to serve and work in the Ohel Moed. One does not attain full strength until the age of 30. 40 for understanding. As Moshe said to the Jewish people, God did not give you a heart to understand, eyes to see, or ears to hear until this day. Had they not known Torah and mitzvot until that day? What it means is that they did not fully comprehend it until that day, which was at the end of 40 years. From here, we learn that a student cannot fully understand his teacher until 40 years have passed. For 50 is counsel. He can give good advice to others, as we see regarding the Levites. From age of 50, he will retire from service and he will no longer work. What did he do after 50? After 50, the Levium did not work, but they taught others the laws of the temple service. 60 for old age, as Eov said, you will go to the grape you in ripe old age. The word bekelach in ripe old age has the numerical value of 60. That's from the Yerushalmi Bikurim. A 70 for old age, 80 for might. As it says, the days of our years, Yimei Shneihem Shivim Shana, are 7 years, V'im Gevura Shmonim Shana. That comes from Tehillim, Tzadi. So really, 70 years is considered a regular, nice, long life, but 80 is for even more than that. David HaMelech was given 70 years. So when he was 70, that's what he said this maybe when he was around 70, or as he was approaching it, And we know the end of his life, he was very cold, not a good situation. He needed to have people to attend him to try to make him feel a little warmer and whatnot. And there was even a child trying to usurp the throne at the end of his life, Adoniyahu, but of course David quelled it, even in his old age. But basically the pasuk says 70 and with might 80. And a 90-year-old begins to stoop. The word lasuach, stoop, is related to the phrase siach, ure umeira, a ditch in a cave. At the age of 90, one is fit for burial in a ditch or cave. Some explain that it is derived from sicha, speech. At this age, one should not engage in or speak of anything but Torah, as he is already close to death. Again, we should all be zochem to live many, many years on Mev Esrim Shana, so that we should be able to live wonderful years and do Torah for wonderful years and be zochet to only have good years on Mev Esrim Shana. Actually, we're going to do a quick snippet of 22 and 23, and then we'll actually pause for Shavuos and come back and try to finish after that. So stay tuned. And this has been the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T. Actually, no. We'll come back after Shavuos, God willing, finish off the last two Mishnahs in this parak. Very small Mishnahs, but we'll talk more about them next time. Again, this has been the PAL with Reb T. I'm your host, Reb T.